Paul Snowden joining me now, and I'm wondering whether he's grafting bound with the horses. Morning, Paul.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
Are you going to Grafton yourself or not?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Well, you got a couple of nice runners heading up there, and hopefully you can knock off the Ramorny.
Oh, it'd be good, mate. Two nice horses, and look, Kalina's in good form. He's down the limit, which is a big plus. It looks to be a big field. Hopefully they can run along a bit for him, and certainly no fluke to see him bounce back the way he did last week and flip it. She just, speed was red hot in the Healy. She needs to be ridden forward, but still like the way she found the line late in the race, and yeah, two live chances off good draws.
It's interesting, Paul. Both of them have had their campaigns in Queensland and come back, and they're firing because sometimes Queensland, it's paddock afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah, what did they, Danny, well, Kalina, he had three runs up there, but he ran without luck. Well, one run was Eagle Farm, which you just put the pen through, and the other two, well, he's going to the line well within himself over the concluding stages. So you couldn't say they've had a really hard gut-busting preparation by any means. And like I said, there was certainly no fluke in him winning the other day. It was very dominant and very good. And the filly, well, she's coming back off and freshen up and only went up there for the one run. So, yeah, more than happy to run him.
She's got terrific form in some very good races, flipping too.
Yeah, she does. Like I said, she seems to race a lot better if she can be in the first, you know, three pairs of a field. And like I said the other day, we're back only second and third last. So to see her finish off the way she did, knowing her strengths, and that's probably not one of them to get back. But this is a whole new ball game. This one doesn't look to be that much. Oh, there looks to be pressure, but not in numbers like there were the other day. So hopefully she can get the run that's afforded her best.
Have you had many runners at Grafton in the past?
Yeah, we've had a few. Dad won the morning one with Pinwheel. And Gerizar, from memory. So he's won a couple of times. I think he made a place in a couple of times when he rode, but we've only had runner 2 years ago in it since we've been out on our own. I got the look. She ran up there without luck at all, off a bad draw. So hopefully we can make amends for that on Wednesday.
Well, I suppose you'll be hoping for a bit more luck today too at Gosford in the second. Classic Thoughts didn't have a lot of luck the other day.
No, she didn't. She's a steady think filly who's always thought she'd get over a mile and beyond, but we're certainly working towards that. A run suggested the other day she's looking for it, and she hit the line extremely well. So we've drawn the widest in a small field. I think there's one scratching. So, yeah, it's certainly going to be a little bit pace dominated, I suppose, but she's very tractable. Philly keeps improving, so like I said, I'll step up to the mile, certainly what she needs at the moment.
Paul, Wednesday got a nice horse going around a Canterbury Hypnotist, had the two runs, they've been spaced, but won them both.
He did, he ran quite well the other day, hit the line strong. He was always going to do the best part of his work lately. He won quite well, I thought. Certainly, the increase in trip is down to his liking. And although he's carrying a little bit of weight, there's not much spread there between the top and the bottom scale of weight. So, I think he's an exciting horse, and we'll see him do it again before we sort of map out a program for him.
And weekend-wise, the winter stakes, you got Gold's Symphony, Extensible, Snippets Land, Nommed. How many do you think will run at this stage?
Yeah, look, we should have a few there. They're all going to take their place there in that race Saturday, plus we've got eight or nine others, so big day, sad day. Obviously, Gold Symphony ran extremely well the other day, and he worked well this morning, so he's probably the number one seed there.
All right, well, good luck through the week, and good luck at Grafton too. We'll see you there.
Good on you. See you, Sean.
See you, Paul. Paul Snowden, and they've got a great week ahead of them there, heading off to Grafton.